Here we have a photo of four shopping carts in a parking lot behind a shed. And I was biking home from work, came across these, and thought it might make a good photo opportunity. Incidentally, I like to bring my camera to work as often as I can, even though it's a big, bulky DSLR. I like that I can take pictures of something if I happen to see a photographic opportunity. And here it was. I didn't really plan on taking anything specific this day, but I saw these carts and I thought it was kind of interesting how we had, except for the orange cart from Big Lots, we had the primary colors of light, red, green, and blue, and along with the extra cart just hanging out for good measure. So I think in theory, this might have made a better picture than what it actually turned out to be. I thought it kind of made an interesting statement about shopping and commercialism in our modern culture. Here were these three carts from three different stores. I think it's Big Lots, Hobby Lobby, and I don't know what the green one is from. Maybe a shoe store? I'm not sure. And here they were just sitting discarded behind the strip mall. And it reminded me of how, and there's trash bags too, and it kind of made me think about how with the holiday shopping season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we buy and buy and buy, and a lot of that stuff gets put in closets, shoved under beds, and eventually discarded, like these carts were sort of discarded and neglected. And surely someone's going to come along and pick these carts up at some point. The Hobby Lobby people are going to come back for their cart and whatnot. But I thought it made an interesting statement about how we buy a lot of things in our lives that end up not really adding a lot of substantive meaning to our lives. And I don't know. I think a good photograph isn't always technically perfect. It's not ideally framed or anything like that, but a good photograph can also tell a story. In fact, I think a good photograph should tell a story. And I'm not very good at that. That's something I try to work on, is telling stories with my pictures. I don't always look for the story behind a photo. Sometimes I just look for, hey, this looks like a cool combination of light and shadow. And I think it's cool to try and pick photos and look for photographic opportunities that do have a story behind them. I think the story behind this one, as I just mentioned about commercialism and buying, I think it goes a little deeper. As I mentioned in the actual blog post itself, I believe that true contentment, true meaning and purpose can only be found in the Lord God. And if we look to Him as the source of fulfillment in life and the source of the provider of everything that we need, then we don't need to look for stuff on store shelves and stuff that we can put in shopping carts. There's a verse in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And that "where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," that is, that's really the meat of that whole verse. If we store up treasures for ourselves on earth, if we put so much of our time and effort into collecting things of this world, then that's what we're going to value. But if we store up treasures in heaven, if we seek to have a deeper relationship with the Lord God through prayer and studying of His Word, then that's where our hearts are going to be. We're going to want those spiritual treasures instead of these physical earthly treasures that will decay and ultimately we can't take it with us once we leave this earth. So there you go. That's just some thoughts about this particular photo. It's the kind of photo also that you might see on Instagram with like a sepia filter or something like that. I'm not really big on Instagram filters. I don't even have an Instagram account. I know a lot of people are. That's cool. It's just not my thing. I do like to do a little bit of tweaking in post, as you've heard me say on some of these other pictures, just because the color rendition isn't always as good. It's not as true to life as I think it could be when it comes straight out of camera and raw. But other than just a few tweaks afterwards, what you see here is what I saw. So anyway, that's the story behind this photo. Hope you enjoyed it.